Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The teachers of the law and the Pharisees sat on the seat of Moses. So you shall do and observe all they say, but do not do as they do, for they do not do what they say. They tie up heavy burdens and load them on the shoulders of the people, but they do not even raise a finger to move them. They enjoy the first place at feasts and reserved seats in the synagogues, and being greeted in the marketplace and being called master by the people. But you do not let yourselves be called master, because you have only one master, and all of you are brothers and sisters. Neither should you be called anyone on earth father, because you have only one father, he who is in heaven. Nor should you be called leader, because Christ is the only leader for you. Let the greatest among you be the servant of all. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted. This saying of Jesus has reference to humility. What really is humility? Once a king was told that a man of humility is endowed with long life. So the king started to attire himself in old garments, took up his residence in a small hut, and forbade anyone to show him any reverence. But when he honestly examined himself, the king found himself to be prouder of his seeming humility than ever before. A philosopher thereupon remarked to him, "As a king, you must dress like a king, live like a king, allow the people to show due respect to you. But in your innermost, be ever humble." Yes, that's what humility is all about. It is a condition of the heart. Jesus, for instance, denounces the behavior of the scribes and the Pharisees. They do all their deeds to be seen by others, for they make their phylacteries broad and their fringes long. The scribes and Pharisees were proud and self-righteous, for they loved to have the place of honor at banquets and the best seats in the synagogues, and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and to have people call them rabbi or teacher. Jesus instructs the crowd and his disciples not to act as the scribes and the Pharisees did. He tells them that they should not allow themselves to be called teacher, father, or master, and so on, because they have only one teacher, one father and one master. Rather, whoever wants to be great should begin to serve others. Service is the hallmark of greatness in His kingdom. Let us pray for the virtue of humility, which is so much in short supply in today's society. Amen.